If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble. On this week's episode of Wobble, we have got Ella of Ella Chloe Swims on Instagram and also Rosie. Rosie started her swimwear company, Deacon and Blue. So Ella is a wild swimmer who I met at an event, which you'll hear all about. But I didn't know she was a swimmer at that point. It was only when I started following her on Instagram, and obviously I showed it to you as well, and we were like, wow, this girl. I
mean, so inspiring.
Yeah, she will swim anywhere.
But also, like, the body confidence. Like, please just take a moment, we do say this on Wobble, take a moment, press pause, and go look at this Instagram and
yes,
just get a feel for what this amazing energy is that she puts out on her social media channels, because it is seriously infectious.
Yes, and this episode, it almost convinced me to start swimming.
Exactly, and it there's so much in it, and if you're ever thinking about changing a career or starting a business or just owning the person that you are, or there's any kind of body confidence things that you might have, this is a really great, uplifting episode.
What an absolutely joyful room this is today for Wobble, isn't it?
It really is.
Look at us all just grinning at each other. How nice. So this has come about, which is really lovely, because I met Ella at an event, you and I, and now Ella did something very kind for me, because I had terrible blisters, as I always do, because I've got feet like a peach.
Standard across the board.
Totally. And Ella had seen on Instagram that I was complaining about having blisters and bought me a blister stick, like came up to me at the event and was like, you need this, babes.
Like a weird stalker.
Yeah.
But also kind of blister guardian angel.
Yes, completely.
What a title. Yeah. They've always wanted that. The guardian of blisters, yes.
On my CV.
Yeah. Yes, good. She came down from the heavens with that. What I didn't realise at that point, Ella, was you're swimming. I didn't know anything. You were just this goddess, this blister goddess to me at that point. And it was only but it was only when I followed you and started seeing your amazing pictures of your swimming, because you'll explain it a lot better than I was, because it's quite a specific kind of swimming that you
very
do.
Very niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I describe myself as a swimming writer. So I basically swim outdoors all year round in just a swimsuit. And then I write about it wherever I can. So it's quite niche in the sense that not everyone wants to read about me in my swimsuit in the River Thames. But people love the pictures. So I'm the Outdoor Swimming Society ambassador, and I also write for a magazine called Outdoor Swimmer, which comes out every month.
Yeah.
And then every now and then I'll appear in another publication talking about swimming or how good it is for you or body image, because obviously putting on a swimsuit, everyone hates doing it, and I seem to wear it like a superpower cape Yes. I love my swimsuit, so yeah.
And were you always swimming? Were you swimming as a kid? Were you always, when did it sort of start?
Yeah, I mean, I swam as a child just like everyone else did. I learnt to swim in a local leisure centre, but my mum and dad loved the sea and we never had any money. So we went on holiday in Dorset in this country when everyone else was off to Disneyland. And so I was just being thrown in the sea off like the pool coastline. And it was completely normal to swim in the sea. And then I went to university and we went to the coast one day and I was like, who's coming in? And everyone looked at me like mortified, like, it's England. And it was probably around March time, to be honest.
Oh, chilly.
Brass monkeys.
And I was like, this is normal. And they were like, really isn't normal, Ella. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then after university, I started doing more and more swimming. The Outdoor Swimming Society was formed in 2006. And I started meeting people on the internet. It sounds really strange. In lay-bys.
In lay-bys.
On the edge of rivers. In swimwear. Like, my mum would be like, you're doing what? Oh yeah, I just meet this group of random people in a lay-by near the River Thames.
Was that a society of outdoor swimmers? Yeah. And you met on
Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. And you would swim together in chosen destinations.
Yeah, complete strangers. Wow. We'd literally like be sending each other map coordinates and be like, I'll be in this car park at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. You'd be like, oh, okay.
Flash three times. Yeah.
Basically.
We've all been there.
Definitely have.
So kind of how it started. I love the sea, that's where my heart is, but I live in Berkshire, which the nearest place to swim is the River Thames, which most people in London would be mortified because they just see the brown gloop that you see kind of going through under Tower Bridge. But upstream it's beautiful and clear and there's wonderful wildlife, and I just started really appreciating what was on my doorstep. Lots of swimmers get into the habit of it, you know, you sort of do a mile in the sea and you think, oh, that was good, and then you think, oh, next year I'll do five, and before I knew it I was doing 10k races, 14k races.
Wow.
And I say races, I was always last, but I was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You were enjoying it.
Yeah, loving it. And then I joined a channel relay team and we swam across the channel together, which was awesome.
And did you do that in just a swimsuit?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, channel rules, so just swim cap, goggles, swimsuit.
Sometimes you can have lard. Can you
That's
have lard?
Very old fashioned.
It's goose fat, which has always put me off as a vegetarian.
No goose fat. Vaseline, okay. But more for rubbing bits.
Sure.
Than warmth.
Yeah, fair.
Sounds like something erotic, but it really
wow.
wasn't.
Tell us about finding a swimsuit.
Yeah, so, you know, let's get real. Things rub when you're swimming. Nipple chafing is a thing. And I'm a bigger woman, so finding a swimsuit that's comfortable, but also that actually works. So there's one thing if you're laying on the beach, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I love laying on the beach with a book. But if you actually want to go from A to B in a swimsuit, it has to work. Your boobs need to stay in the same place. It's no different from going for a run. You know,
yes.
How important is a really good sports bra?
Vital.
Exactly. You don't want to be hitting yourself in the face.
No.
And as you move your body in the water, like, things rub under your arms, your nipples can rub, particularly when you're dealing with salt water and cold water and all kinds of things. So swimsuits are essential, but also you're exposed. You're standing at the side of an event in just your cozy and you want to feel good in it.
Yeah.
And how many times do people put off exercising because they can't find the right kit?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How many women don't go to the gym because they don't have like the next best thing in leggings because they don't do your size? So swimwear is so important. You've got to feel good before you even get in the water to then perform.
And was it hard to find swimwear being your size?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of brands that do a bigger range, but even then, they're not... It's like they'll make it up to a size 20 or something, but it doesn't actually mean it's going to do what it should do for you.
Yeah.
You know, often they're designed and tested on women who are size 10 athletes. You know.
Right, and they just make it bigger, literally.
Yeah. That's the thing with swimwear, is it's performance driven. It's still a sportwear. And although I think we can all get confused by thinking, oh, you can just buy a bikini and that, I'm speaking for women, but also it's the same for men with trunks. So you can buy trunks, you can get in the ocean or the sea and the waves come in, those trunks can come straight off.
Like,
it has to do what it says it's going to do, especially if you're swimming like you're swimming in terms of like distance. You've got that element of feel good, but also it has to perform.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to trust it, haven't you? You're putting a lot of faith in it. Because Rosie, what's interesting is you're different sizes, but you kind of had a similar problem.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I definitely did. So I wrote a list of 30 things I wanted to do before I was 30, and on the list was perfect my front crawl, because I'd never known how to do the breathing properly. And so went to buy a swimsuit for a couple of lessons. And so I owned lots of beautiful sort of skimpy bikinis that I wear on holiday without thinking about it and feel great in. But,
yeah.
You know, you dive in a push of the wall and it all goes a bit wrong.
Yeah.
Sort of, you muscle through because you're not really there to do sort of proper swimming. But thought, I really can't wear anything like that to a swimming lesson. It would just not be appropriate.
Yeah.
So let me go and find a sort of sport swimsuit, but something that's flattering so I don't feel completely shapeless in it, but also I'm curvy, so I wear a 30HH bra, so I've got big boobs, so I wanted my boobs to be at the height that I like them to be in public.
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of have two breasts, not one sort of mono boob crushed into my chest.
Yeah.
And couldn't find anything that was sort of functional and feminine or fashionable or flattering. So at the time I sort of hacked a sports bra into a sort of plain black swimsuit.
Wow.
And I mean, you say wow. I haven't brought the prototype on today. And collection one is a significant improvement, let me please say. And it was a sort of hacking it together job, because at the time I really couldn't sew. But I showed it to my then boyfriend, now husband. I say then boyfriend because it's not like I've broken up with him.
No.
Yeah.
He's still around. He's survived.
Yes, he's operated.
He's survived this moment. Showed it to him and I said, how do I look? I've got this, or I've got this other version I can show you, which I've bought from this brand down the road. And he said, well, in that you're standing with your shoulders back, you're smiling, you look confident, you've got two breasts, not one, you're there at the right height, you obviously look and feel great in your own skin. And I just couldn't believe that it was a problem that existed for women beyond myself, I suppose. So I think often as women in particular, when we have problems like this, we think, oh, it's my body, it's my issue, it's because I've got weird boobs or a weird tummy or a weird bum. No one else in the world has this problem, it's me. And I thought, oh, well, because I'm slimmish but have boobs, the problem is mine. But of course,
we're so down on ourselves,
yeah,
like that.
We are.
Yeah, massively.
We always blame ourselves.
Definitely, yes. Do. But I told this sort of hacking the swimsuit together story to girlfriends over coffee for about 6 months. And every time I told it, someone would say, you know, regardless of her shape, size or age, the woman would say, oh, swimwear, don't get me started.
Yeah.
I've got an issue with it. The leg's too high. It does nothing for my boobs, whatever it might be. And so I began to think, do you know what, there's something here, actually. And athleisure has exploded. If you want to go to the gym, there is no shortage of brands making kit that you can feel incredible in. Whether that's sexy, feminine, whatever you want to feel like, the kit exists for you, largely. But for swimwear, no one was doing it. So I began to research the issue, and I come from a kind of business background, so wanted to make sure there was a market here before I sort of threw all my life savings into it, and just came across two really sobering stats. So the first is that 500,000 women have given up swimming because of the thought of putting on a swimsuit. And that's in England alone in the last 10 years.
God. Mortifying.
Given up swimming. And the second, which is almost more sobering, is that one in two mums has stopped taking their child to learn to swim because the mum is self-conscious. And of course, learning to swim isn't like learning to play tennis. It's a life skill.
Yeah.
People still die from drowning every day.
Yeah.
So that's really frightening, actually. I think when I read those stats, I just thought, there's a problem here.
Yeah.
We're on this zeitgeist of body image and helping women feel great about themselves, whatever their shape or size. And being in a swimsuit is, for most of us, as near to naked as you get in front of a stranger.
Yeah.
So how can we create a piece of kit? I mean, we've put someone on the moon. We have to be able to create a piece of kit that helps the average woman feel great in a cosy.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and so that's what I set out to do.
And the company's Deacon and Blue.
Deacon and Blue, yeah,
yes.
That's right. So we've been trading about a year. We're just creating our second collection at the moment. So we started small. We started with sort of one swimsuit, one bikini. I wanted to test, is there appetite for this kind of product, this style? Is the way that we talk about women, does that resonate? You know, because I wanted to use models that are sizes sort of 10 to 16. So they're a range of body shapes and sizes, different bust sizes, that kind of thing. A big thing for me, I think, is that when you're thinking about going for a swim, there are so many barriers or obstacles which could put you off. And one of those for me is you might look at a woman wearing a swimsuit and think, well, I would never look like that in a swimsuit, and that might be the barrier that stops you.
Yes.
And the other, there are lots along the journey.
Yeah. Or you see it online or on the poster or whatever, and then you put it on and it's so
like
vastly
that.
Different. And that alone is enough to go, well, I don't look like that, so
exactly.
I can't do it. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think it's obviously a great time at the moment for fashion brands and advertising to start to think about a slightly more diverse selection of women that are being used to sell products and to showcase brands. But I think we're still at the very beginning of that journey. And I suppose I wanted to test all of those things before I really doubled down and had a huge, huge selection.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing first year. And I think actually I still have moments, I'd say once a week, where a customer emails and says something like, I have put on a swimsuit for the first time in 40 years and felt good in it. Or, you know, I smile at myself in the mirror and I haven't, can't remember the last time I did that. Oh, do you know? And
that's
the,
great.
Like amazing. Spine tingling stuff.
Yes.
That, you know, and I left a career in the city earning good money. And so those moments kind of do make it all worthwhile. I want to eat my beans on toast. Well, this email's lovely. Show it to my husband. No, honestly, we're doing a really good thing.
I know the feeling.
I think anyone who's ever started their own business has those moments where you're like clinging on. We're doing the right thing.
But I think from when I do spray tans for clients, yeah. I call it the walking down to the pool moment, because a lot of the time when people come for a tan, they say, oh, it's for holiday. I want a tan for holiday because I don't want to look blue at the side of the pool. And it's that moment where, and my mum used to do it. There was a walk down to the pool and the sarong would come off, yeah. And you could see her face just being like, oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then she'd like lie herself down, get herself comfy, and then she wouldn't move for ages. Yeah. She'd kind of almost like immortalise herself. Yeah. But that's something that I get told a lot of. I just want to look like everyone else looks around the pool. Yeah. You know, I'm a guy here and I don't have, you know, the shapes that you have, but I hear it so much because a lot of my friends are girls. And
yeah,
on holiday, I see it constantly with girls comparing themselves to other people at the pool. And what you said about the mums and the swim group, because I love swimming. I've always swam. I see, because sometimes you have a class and there are baby groups next to you learning to swim and you can see all the mums together. And I think it must be really hard for mums, especially in these groups, because a lot of my friends are mums, going to these groups where you don't know anyone. It's not your friends. Yeah. It might not be your NCT group. It might not be the group that you've got. And all you want to do is teach your baby how to swim.
Yeah.
But then you've got this whole body issue in the background when you must be in the changing rooms and the comparison.
And your body's just been through a major life event.
So yeah.
Well, had a baby. You know, yeah. You probably look, feel very different to how you did perhaps 3 years ago. Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
And it might be the first time that you've put on a swimsuit since you had the baby.
Absolutely.
It, you know,
yeah,
it might exactly. be that first moment. And it can be terrifying.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what is it about these swimsuits? What areas do you focus on? Do you have to listen to, like, have you done, like, focus groups or learning what women are most conscious of?
Yeah, so I've done a few things. So when I first started thinking, right, this is a problem I have to solve, I sort of set up a survey and circulated that. And actually we had sort of over 500 responses in about a week, which told me that there was, you know, people had a lot to say about swimwear.
Yeah.
And so that kind of garnered opinion on what do you like, what don't you like, how do you want to feel in a swimsuit? And interestingly, the words that come back are things like safe, contained, you know, secure.
Yes.
So I think that really resonates. And they're none of the words that we tend to think of when we think about what people look like in swimsuits. But of course, it's about feeling held and feeling secure. So I ran that survey. I ran a series of focus groups with the first collection, touching the product, trying the product on, looking at images of the product to see what people responded to. The first collection has very much evolved off of the back of kind of customer problem areas. So it includes things like, you know, if you don't want to do your bikini line every 3 weeks, a slightly more flattering leg line that that gives you a medium cut but means your leg still looks nice and long is a potential solution to that. A big thing for us is that we shop by, our swimwear is shoppable by dress size and bust size. So it's always frustrated me that although I'm a sort of size 12, people will assume I have a certain bust to correspond with that.
Yes.
And likewise, I have friends that are size 16, 18 that say, because I'm a bigger lady, people assume I've got massive boobs. Actually, I don't, yeah. For example. Yeah. A sort of USP of our product is that you can be a size 10 with a small bust size or a size 10 with a much larger bust size. And our products are designed to cater for that. And then I suppose it's things like language. So I don't think anyone feels good in an extra large. So we've named our sizes, for example, after three women with different shapes, so that at the moment of picking your size, there's a good connection rather than a bad connection.
Yeah.
So we have the Hepburn, which is a AA to B cup, the Monroe, which is a C to E cup, and the Hendrix, which is an F to HH cup. So if you're picking one of those, you're not thinking, oh, I'm picking the small boobs or the massive boobs.
Yes.
I'm picking this great woman who's got a great shape. Yeah, exactly.
I actually hate the word size.
Yeah.
I don't ever use it. And I got asked for an interview recently, the words that I don't like in terms of body confidence. And size, I think, is just awful.
I think
it should be shape, because I'm a medium, but someone else who's a medium does not have the same shape as I do, and I know the triggers that it can have on me, even just buying a shirt. So Lord only knows the triggers that it can have when buying swimwear.
Absolutely.
And it is nonsense as well.
Nonsense.
The numbers, do you know what I mean? Like, there's that great Victoria Wood sketch that she does when she talks about it, and she's like, you know, in Topshop, like the alarm goes off on the way in because they've measured her hip. But if she goes to M&S, she's a size 8 because they don't want to upset anyone. You know what I mean?
So
it's
all
it's ridiculous. I mean, that's the minefield of it as well, that you, because I was trying to buy a sports bra last year and I just kept ordering and ordering and ordering because it just made no sense to me how I could wear a 32 bra normally but actually couldn't go near it. I mean, wouldn't even get round one boob in a sports bra. It was just madness.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. So it's so hard. I mean, how has it been for you, Ella? Because what size are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm a 20 Monroe.
Yes, lovely. Yes.
But I only have a C cup breast.
Yeah.
So I always find it really, really challenging to find bras or underwear or swimwear because I have a large back because I'm a bigger woman, but small breasts. So everyone assumes that if you're a size 20, you're going to have like G cup boobs, and that's just not the case. Or if you've got a big back, like I'm a 40D. Marks and Spencer's, for example, do two bras in my size. Just two. One white, one black. That is it.
Wow.
They have an amazing range that go up to a D, and they have amazing range that starts from a double D, but the double D starts at something like a 38, and then it gets bigger. But there's nothing in between.
Yeah.
I'm like this weird person. So,
But you're not weird.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're not weird.
I think I'm really obscure, but hundreds of women out there
absolutely.
Who are the same. Small boobs, but, you know, they're bigger bodied.
Yeah.
And that's the nicest thing. I mean, when Rosie launched, she posted these beautiful pictures of these beautiful women who everyone could relate to because they weren't, you know, your boring models. They were like all different shapes and sizes. She was really good with her brand and her ethos. I was like, I can get on board with this swimwear. And then I was heartbroken that she only went up to a size 16.
Yeah.
It's another swimwear that I can't own. And I put a really, what I thought was positive comment on her Instagram saying, this is really lovely. I really applaud what you're trying to do. But, you know, it'd be nice if you could do bigger sizes one day. And I caused a little bit of a shitstorm.
Right.
Like a social media storm.
Rosie, you must have been like...
Launch day. Here we go. Great.
Lots of angry bigger ladies were like, yeah, why don't you go up to a size 24? And I was just like, oh God, what have I done? And I'm private messaged Rosie saying, I'm so sorry. I basically just like rained all over your parade. But, you know, if you
horrible
wanna,
this
yeah,
is tense. So I was I'm like, on edge.
This is actually like therapy for us. So, Thanks, guys.
And what did you think about that?
The way that made me feel.
Yeah. But Rosie was great. She was like, I've started here because I'm just starting out.
Yes.
I haven't got very much money. Small range, baby steps. And I said, fine, fair enough. total respect. If you want to look into this in the future, I'm your woman. And 3 months later, Rosie got in touch and said, right, let's go bigger.
Great.
And we worked on the size 20 together, and I tried out her suit. And because I swim all over, like I literally will jump into waterfalls and slide down rocks, I really put her swimsuits to the test. And they've got this beautiful meshing, which I was just like, I'm going to put my finger through that. I'm really clumsy. Or snag it on a rock. Never have I. I'm still really impressed that, you know, because I'm always putting my finger through my tights. It's that kind of thing. Having someone to work with on a swim suit has been really, really wonderful. But also, I've bought my swimsuit, so it's not like, you know, I haven't been endorsed or anything like that. You know, Rosie's starting out, and lots of people are like, oh, they're a bit pricey and things like that. I'm like, I swear, like, I've never put on a swimsuit that makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Or that I've got so many compliments. Because people don't ever like to say anything, do they? Particularly in swimsuits. Unless, you know, like some smoking woman comes in wearing a bikini and everyone's like, wow.
Yeah.
But I get so many compliments at events. People private message me on Instagram saying, I love your swimsuit, where's it from? Or you look great. Or, you know, I've never ever had so many compliments wearing a swimsuit.
It is an absolute investment piece. You know, I really believe that, because unless you're swimming as much as you are, Ella, you know, and I'm somebody who swims on holiday, really, and that's about it. And but because you're not wearing it every day or even every week necessarily, to have one really good swimsuit that you've spent a bit of money on just makes sense, doesn't it?
But how much money do we spend as people on the sports industry? I mean, how much were your running trainers?
Yeah.
You know, the swimsuits that Rosie sells are the same price as some of the like really high-end brand swimsuits. So, you know, the fact that we'd spend hundreds of pounds on really decent trainers, you know, or a really good sports bra, why wouldn't you spend that money on a decent swimsuit?
Yeah.
And, you know, how often, you know, we all have our favourite outfits, don't we? Like if you go into an interview or, you know, out on a Friday night, you have your killer feel good outfit. Why wouldn't you want to feel like that in your swimsuit?
Yes. Why would you, you know, want to make do?
Yeah. Why would you want to sort of think, oh God, I wish I'd brought that other swimsuit. You know, my boobs sort of hanging out here, or you can see my fuzz on my leg, or whatever it is.
But also, I think it leads back to what you were saying before about when you were trying on your swimsuits in front of your then boyfriend, now husband, about that moment of how you stood differently. And I think if there is a swimsuit that, because, I mean, your Instagram is amazing because you literally are there bearing all in this swimsuit. I went through it and I was like, I just admire your confidence. But if a swimsuit can make you feel that confident and it fits properly and you feel happier when you're walking down to the water, I just think you're going to have a better day.
Yeah, sure.
And a better time. Definitely like, if you feel, you know, you were saying about the words, secure, all those kind of things. Actually, if you feel like something is supporting your body, whatever shape it is, you're going to walk around and hold yourself differently. If you feel uncomfortable in a, you know, there's nothing worse when you put on, you know, when you get a pair of shoes, back to the shoes, out of your wardrobe, you think, I love these. Why haven't I worn these? And then you're like wearing them for 5 minutes, think, oh my God, they're so painful.
It's my life.
This is why I haven't worn them. Why would you ever wear anything that didn't make you less, like feel less than amazing?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, amen. Amen.
In all of clothes.
Something that I just wanted to mention, because I love discovering this about your swimsuits, is they're made from ocean waste.
Yeah, they are. So they're made from a regenerated yarn that is literally made from spent fishing nets and consumer waste. I didn't personally gather it up, but there is a big operation to gather this stuff up. It is, I'm not a scientist, but it is recycled and regenerated into a yarn, which means they're super durable. And it means the fabric itself is quite sturdy. So it feels a bit more like a neoprene. It's not neoprene, but it's a bit sturdier and tougher.
Yeah.
So they're super durable. And they're made in London. So a big thing for me when I was setting the brand up was what are some of the decisions I can make to make sure that I'm having some sort of positive impact on this planet? Although I wouldn't sort of self-define as someone that is super sort of green-loving, green-living, I try to be as conscious as the next person. And just being able to know that the people that make that swimsuit are paid fairly, they have safe working conditions, all of those things, which I think as consumers we're becoming a little bit more aware of now, that was really important to me. And it allowed me, of course, the factory's in Bow, I go there twice a week. It's given me, as a small brand, a chance to really be across the whole process. They're made from ocean waste, made in London. And we do small production runs, so we try not to have too much stock waste or anything like that, so that we're not contributing landfill to the planet or anything like that as well.
Brilliant. That's such a lovely little addition. As if it wasn't good enough already. We do always ask everyone who comes on Wobble, if you wobble, What makes you wobble?
The funniest thing about me in swimwear is I said to Rosie earlier, like, you could ask me to put on one of your swimsuits and get on the tube and just ride around it all day in just my cosy, and I'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem.
I got her to sign that.
Yeah. It's now marketing, gone on record.
Marketing campaign 2019, watch this space.
I wouldn't think twice about that. If you asked me to go out on a Friday night, you know, get dressed up, put your heels on, makeup, I would be terrified. I'd have an actual 2-year-old tantrum breakdown. Tears, what am I going to wear? I'd empty my entire wardrobe. I would hate it, absolutely hate
it.
So
what is it, do you think? Is it being seen? Is it having to look a certain way?
Yeah. I think it's a combination of things. So one of the things actually Rosie and I talk about a lot, we've been doing these kind of body positive events, is that actually when you get to the swimming pool or wherever you're swimming, most people do not care what you look like.
Yeah.
You care more than they do. Mm. And they're so concerned about themselves, they're not paying attention to you. So I think there's something about that. And also, I know I can swim and I'm a strong swimmer. But if you ask me to go out and go into town, there's something about you're almost putting yourself on parade. It's almost like the peacock moment, isn't it? It's like, yeah, look at me. And, you know, London isn't quite so bad because you get all walks of life. But in certain, you know, local towns and stuff, everyone kind of looks the same and has that, like, you know, beautiful long hair, slim, you know, the fashion comes out, you know, and I just I can't wear those kind of clothes. So although I have my own style, I suddenly feel like it's not enough. You know, I wish I could get into that kind of dress or top or whatever. And I can't wear heels. Like, they just kill me. So all that kind of stuff plays out. And yeah, I feel like if you put yourself out there on a Friday night, you're basically saying, judge me.
Wow.
So that wobbles the hell out of me.
I think that would wobble anyone.
I'm going to start wearing my swimsuit on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's it.
Glass of champagne.
Yes.
Neoprene booties. For the win. I have so many, as I'm sure we all do. But I think the big one for me at the moment is I have moments where I do think, what am I doing with my life? You know, left a career in the city, doing well, all the kind of reward that comes with that, intellectually, emotionally, financially, to start this business in a sector I know actually or knew very little about, to interact in the sort of the world of fashion has just been an absolute minefield, and manufacturing, to try and get this brand noticed, to try and have an impact. And feeling at times just so underqualified to even sort of be in the room. Do you know what I mean? And I think we all have that imposter syndrome moments. You know, we have them throughout our lives, I'm sure. But I guess for the last year, that it's just been a year of feeling totally out of comfort zone. That I think has been the business's greatest strength, because it's allowed me to sort of ask questions that people don't ask. Or, you know, when I picked the swim fabric, for example, I said to the guys, I'd like, you know, I really like this fabric, tell me about it. And they said, oh, that's not for swimwear. I said, oh, well, I mean, it's been tested for all these swim things. You say it's chlorine resistant. What do you mean it's not for swimwear? And they said, well, no one uses it for swimwear. I said, well, that's absolutely fine. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's suitable and it's not going to blow up when we put it in the water, great, let me take it. So I think it's been a huge enabler, but I think I do have this wobble where I think, God, I'm 30, should I be on this career where there's much more linear path, where, you know, I'm going to be nailing this? And I think I am a sort of high achiever, and I think sometimes if you've got a few options open to you, that's almost harder. Do you know, does that make sense?
Yes. Mm. Yeah,
you know, actually there are a few things I could do probably reasonably well. So that's definitely my,
yeah, the pressure
wobble.
Of picking the right thing,
yeah,
and knowing,
and doing it
that
well,
there's,
and,
yes.
But always, like, I have to give you advice here as,
yes,
someone,
yes,
who has
do.
This business.
Yeah.
But like, always remember who you're doing it for.
Yeah.
Always have them in the forefront of your mind, because you're not creating a brand to be the most successful brand, to check, like, to be that, whatever other brands that you will be looking at comparatively, always remember and have it in the front of your head of that person when they buy your swimsuit, in that moment that it changes how they feel and how they go down to the pool, and just have that focus and don't compare yourself to anybody else, because I 100% from this conversation can tell that you are on the right path.
Yeah.
So just stick with that.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
George.
I just have to give you that advice.
Thank you.
I have to.
I'd like you on speed dial. Yes.
We'll record that for you.
If you'd like to insert your long card number at the end, that would be great.
Ella and Rosie, what an absolute joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for being
on
Wobble.
Thank you so much.
We'll put all the links and everything in the show notes. If people want to find you, though, it's deaconandblue.com.
Correct.
And what's your handle, Ella?
Ella Chloe Swims.
Come on in.
Yes.
Lovely. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So divine.
They're both heavenly, aren't they?
Oh, like when we finished and we had to say goodbye, I gave them all, both the biggest hugs
yes.
ever. Like really nuzzled in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I was amazed, but it completely makes sense. What Rosie said about a lot of new mums wanting to take their kids swimming because it is so important, but just the thought of getting in a swimsuit is just too much.
And it was something that, it was a situation that I mean, yes, as a man, but also as somebody who doesn't have children, had never considered.
No.
That's difficult. And there is that moment of taking your clothes off. But what I loved was Ella, I think it was Ella that said, everyone else is swimming.
Yes.
Everyone else is swimming. Yes. No one's sat there going, look at that body, look at this, look at this. And I always say that to people when they talk to me about body confidence in the spray tan booth. I say, how often do you look at someone and think, oh, you've got horrible things or this or that or that? And I know that there will be a percentage of people that will do that because they exist. But the majority of people, I don't look at anyone's body. I haven't got time to look at anyone's body. I'm mainly looking where the bar is, to be honest.
At the local leisure centre. Yeah. That's where you'll find Jules. Yeah. They were both heavenly. As we said, we've put all the links and everything. If you want to go and see the swimsuits, I do want to say as well, they are sexy swimsuits. Like, don't be listening to this thinking they're very practical. They keep you held
in. Nigella in Bondi Beach couldn't be further from
these
swimsuits.
They are really gorgeous, really sexy, really brilliant swimsuits.
I also loved what Ella said about what makes her wobble. I thought that was, for somebody who spent the majority, in fact, the all of my 20s going out every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday night.
Yes.
Was alien to me to hear somebody say, that would make me insecure. Whereas that for me is something to look forward to. And she's so comfortable in her own lovely world of swimming and that's just her total cool space.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, yeah, of course. Whereas for me, going to a swimming pool, I'm not the most body confident person ever. I'm a champion of body confidence and I like my own body. But then to be around other people and post pictures of my body on Instagram she does, the admiration and the appreciation of different scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. We love you for listening.
Thank you
so much. Do like, do subscribe, do share. We always say this on Wobble. If you know somebody who's having a bit of a moment around anything, just pass it on, because there might be something in one of the episodes that just really switches things around a little bit.
I think as well, if you're about to go swimwear shopping, if you're thinking of taking up a new sport,
anyone. If you know somebody who's really struggling to find a good bit of swimwear, Deacon and Blue, go and have a look. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time for another brilliant guest on Wobble.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.